So now consider grudges. What is a grudge? What is a grudge for? As you might have realized from the work we've done so far, a grudge is a negative story, hard feelings, judgments, and it's designed to take care of you. It's basically hating someone, judging them to be bad. What it's like is throwing hot coals at them. So carrying a grudge is like carrying hot coals around so that if you ever find that person, you can throw one of the hot coals at them, a little hot coal of anger. Trouble is, while you're walking around carrying hot coals, they're out dancing. They don't even know what's going on. So carrying a grudge hurts you more than anyone else. And that's a good reason to get rid of it. So once you realize you're holding a grudge, to take care of yourself, all you have to do is ask yourself, hey, can I take care of myself without this grudge? And if you can, then you can drop the grudge and forgive the person immediately. And I think you should, because you'll suffer less. So if you decide that you can take care of yourself without that painful story or that grudge, now you can dismiss the charges against the person. The whole universe will support this. All you have to do to forgive is realize you can take care of yourself without the story. You can run the story through the 6 versions of story that I outlined earlier. Or you can just ask what it means and question the beliefs away. Or, now that you know that it's not true, and it's really all up to you, and it's a way you're taking care of yourself, now that you know that, you can simply dismiss the charges, dismiss the case against the person by saying, I dismiss the case. I drop the charges. That's really all you have to do. Now, there's a few tips to this. There's a few things that'll help you. If you want to forgive someone and you don't know how, no big deal. You just say to the universe or to God, if you're a religious person, you just say, I want to forgive this person and I don't know how. Please show me the way. And the way will be given to you. Simply your desire to forgive is enough. As soon as you desire to forgive, it is forgiven. It's over. Now, show me the way just means that a symbol will be given to you to let you know that indeed it's complete and it's over. There are things you can do on your own if you want a symbol. You simply say, I want to forgive this situation. I want to forgive this person. I dismiss the charges and it's done. Now, the things you can do to let the rest of your mind and subconscious know that it's over and it's forgiven. You can have a mind meeting with the person. And you can go in your mind and you can stand with that person. And you'll want to imagine yourself in a really heavenly place. And you just tell them what's so. You say, you know, I'm sorry for what happened between us. And even though it was painful, I want to let go of that. And I want to let go of you and release you to your own higher purpose. And I'd just as soon that there be no hard feelings between us. And you just do it in your mind, and it's good enough. It is a symbol. Or you can write them a letter and then not send it. Write them a letter and then burn it in the fireplace as an offering that it is done, it is complete. So these are like the coward's way to do forgiveness. Now, if you're a little bolder than that, you might want to call them on the phone and just say hello. Don't go into the old story. Don't go into the old case. Just call them on the phone and say, hello, how are you? It's been a while since we talked. What's new? And just do it as a symbol. If they start going into the old story, you can always say, hey, you know, I'm out of time. I have to go to work and, you know, it's time to go. Or you can, you know, tell them you're just not going to go there. You don't have to go into the old story. I say, call them up and say hello. Or call up their answering machine and say, hi, I was just thinking about you. How are you doing? Boom. And if it's somebody who you once loved, who you don't love anymore because of an issue like that, and you're a little courageous, you might do the invisible stuff first just to get ready. And then if you want to really enrich your life, you might call them up on the phone and just say, hey, I'm sorry for all that stuff that happened between us. and I miss you, you know? Or just call them on the phone and say hello. It's really up to you. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. But sometimes it's wonderful to just reconnect with people who you have X'd out of your life because you're trying to take care of yourself and you're trying to protect yourself by holding a story that we call a grudge. Okay, so these little things you do are just symbols. The moment you say you want to forgive, it's done. The moment you declare, I drop the charges, it's over. Now, these symbols can be beautiful, enriching experiences in and of themselves. So please, once you've let it go, and once you've declared your independence from these hard stories, try to do one of these symbolic gestures just to enrich your own life.